3, 2, 1. Welcome to Dixie High School once again. The second half of our doubleheader tonight. It's Dixie versus Wasatch as we bring you exciting high school basketball action once again. Let's take a look at the two teams. Wasatch coming off their first victory of the year, an overtime win last night against Snow Canyon. They are now 1-2 under brand new coach Curtis Condon. As far as Dixie is concerned, they're coming off their second straight overtime victory, where they ended up with the victory in overtime after leading for the first time in overtime last night with the victory over Lehigh High School, the twice defending state champs. Curtis Condy, the new coach for Wasatch High School. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First of all, for Wasatch, starting at center is number 44, Travis Vincenton. Vincenton, a 6'7" junior. Also starting will be Tyler Farrell, a 6'3" senior. Tyler Farrell starting for Wasatch High School, 6'3" senior. Also starting tonight will be number 22, that is Nathan Parker. Parker is a 5'8" junior. Also starting tonight will be number 4, Jeff Carpenter. Carpenter, an outstanding football player also, a 5'11" senior for Wasatch High School. And picking up the fifth starter, that is number 40, Kai Nordfeldt, who will be starting tonight. Nordfeldt, a 6'6" senior, is the guy that bangs the boards extra hard. For Dixie High School, starting at a guard will be Brent Garasoli, who was part of the Heroics last night. Getting the start tonight is Adam Monson at center. Also getting the start tonight is Corey Wegkamp. Wegkamp, the junior point guard. And starting is Cody Bundy. Bundy also getting the start tonight. And Andre Sparks getting the start. So going a little bit bigger against a little bit bigger Wasatch team. The tap controlled by Vincent and spiked down into backcourt. Jeff Carpenter with the basketball. Hands it off to Nathan Parker. Dixie into that little matchup zone immediately. Parker, a muscular right-handed dribbler on the right side, goes in deep to Nordfeldt, comes right back out on top to Farrell. Farrell back to Carpenter. Carpenter back out in front. It comes to Parker, bounce pass, goes quickly to Farrell on the left side. Over to Parker, lobbed down underneath, intended for Vincent, and knocked away by Monson. Monson quickly to Garasoli at the angle. Cody Bundy, jump shot, good! And Cody Bundy gets the first 2 points of the ball game. Cody Bundy, who was the number 2 scorer last night, but hit some pressure shots coming down the wire. Ends up with the first 2 points. 7:15 left in the first quarter of play. It's 2-0 Dixie. Wasatch, Vincenton, only a junior and big. Trying to save it. Saved almost in backcourt. No, it is a backcourt violation. Vincenton tried to dish it out in front and against the Dixie defense. The Flyers come up big. They come up very large, forcing the turnover. 7:07 left in the first quarter of play. Wegkamp on the left side. It goes to Brent Garasoli. Garasoli out at the point. Looks to the right side to Wegkamp. Wegkamp back out in front. It comes to Garasoli. To the left side, it goes to Cody Bundy. Bundy back out in front to Garasoli. Right side, it goes to Wegkamp. Wegkamp looks for help. Back to Garasoli. Long three-pointer. Garasoli in and out. No good. Rebound by Wegkamp. Underneath, throws it along the baseline to Monson. Hooks it up with the left hand. No good. Rebound right into the arms of Sparks, who hooks it up. No good. Rebound. Battled for. Finally grabbed by Jeff Carpenter. Still 2-0 the lead for Dixie High School. In backcourt, Nathan Parker for Wasatch High will be picked up at midcourt. And Parker is doing a little bit of what Lehigh did last night, waiting behind midcourt. Reach-in foul will be out in front, and that one, I believe, will belong to Andre Sparks. Sparks with his first personal foul, first team foul. So Sparks picks up the first personal. Sparks sends Wasatch out of bounds, trying to inbounds. Way out in front, it comes to Parker. Nathan Parker, the point guard, reverses, trying to get away from Wegkamp. Lob pass down low to Vincenton. Turn around with the right hand. Vincenton had a huge game last night. Rebound tap, put up and in by Nordfeldt. Let's see if they'll count the basket. It is good, and I think they'll have a foul on Wegkamp. Basket is good by Wegkamp. And a personal foul belongs to Cody Bundy. Bundy reaching on that one, picks up his first personal foul, first team foul. Nordfeld has tied the ball game at two and will try to untie it. Wasatch trying to get their first lead, has it with 6:13 left in the first quarter of play. It's a 3-2 lead for Wasatch. Wegkamp, quick pass into forecourt. Not the pressure defense that Dixie saw last night with Lehigh. Back out in front, it comes to Cody Bundy. At the angle, Wegkamp, three-pointer, too hard. Long rebound brought down by Vincenton. Vincenton, muscular junior. He is going to be something else by the time he matures a little more as a senior. He is very active underneath. To Parker, cross-court skip pass goes to Farrell. Along the baseline to Nordfeld. Back out in front to Farrell. Almost loses it. Picked up by Parker. Two-man trap on the basketball out in front. To the left side it goes to Farrell. Bundy slapping at the basketball. Can't come up with it. Out in front it comes once again to Jeff Carpenter. Carpenter. Pass on the angle goes to Parker. Ball knocked away. Almost saved by Dixie. Knocked out of bounds by Dixie. Andre Sparks with the quick hands. 5:29 left in the first quarter of play. And it's a 3-2 advantage in favor of Wasatch. 5:25 left in the first quarter. At the angle it goes to Farrell. Pass deflected off the chin of Wasatch, then down off the ankle. So quick hands by Dixie forces the turnover. We'll be making a selection of our locker room defensive play and defensive player of the game in this one, like we did last night. At the angle it goes to Garasoli. Garasoli backing away from trouble. Goes to the point. Bounce pass to the high post to Sparks. Goes to the right angle to Corey Wegkamp. Skip the pass cross court to Cody Bundy. Bundy looks for help. Jump pass back to Wegkamp. Wegkamp back out in front. It comes to Garasoli. In the corner it goes to Cody Bundy. Bounce pass goes back to Garasoli. Three-point attempt up. No good. Rebound Wegkamp, and I think we have a push-off. Let's see who was pushing whom. That's the next question. The personal foul belongs to Tyler Farrell. Wegkamp went flying out of there, but it looked like Wegkamp had pushed out, but Farrell had pushed off first. So it's a personal foul number one on Farrell. First team foul for Wasatch. Out of bounds to Dixie. Into the corner to Wegkamp. A little more settled tonight. Cross-court pass to Garasoli. Back into the corner to Wegkamp. Skip pass, cross-court, Wegkamp, long jump shot. Good, Corey Wegkamp. As his first 2 points of the night, make it a 4-3 lead for Dixie. So a slow beginning for both of these teams. They're trying to get out and going. The ball stolen by Dixie out on front. It's going to be Cody Bundy. Three-point attempt up over the back. It's out of bounds to Wasatch. Into the lineup for the first time comes number 32, Cam Magnuson. Magnuson in for the first attempt, 4:27 left in the first quarter of play. Dixie with a 4-3 lead against Wasatch. At the corner it goes. Long jump shot by Nordfeld. Curls in and rolls in. Nordfeld has all 5 points. It's a 5-4 lead for Wasatch. Bundy right to the baseline to Monson. Back out in front to Garasoli. Cross court to Wegkamp. Drives to the baseline. Cut off. Comes out in front on the dribble again to Bundy. To Garasoli. His bounce pass kicked out of bounds by Nordfeld. Wasatch with the overtime victory last night, feeling a little more energy. That is obvious by just watching them in this one. Wegkamp to Garasoli. Garasoli out in front, leaves it at the angle to Andre Sparks. Back to Garasoli. Bounce pass deflected by Wasatch, stolen by Parker. Bounce pass into forecourt, comes quickly to Magnuson. Magnuson loses the ball out of bounds in backcourt. He touched it last. Dixie deflected it off of Wasatch out of bounds. So it'll be out of bounds to Dixie in forecourt, right in front of the cheerleaders across the way from the Wasatch bench. Inbounds, it comes to Wegkamp. Back out in front to Garasoli. 3:39 left in the first quarter of play. Bundy to the left angle, it goes to Wegkamp. Wegkamp looks for help, hook pass cross court, goes to Garasoli, and there's a foul away from the action, and that's probably on Nordfeld. Nordfeld with the personal foul. Kai Nordfeld, the bull in the china closet. He was in foul trouble last night, and he'll kind of an angular sort of body. He pushes people around at 6'6". And not as muscular as Vincenton, but he does the job. Bundy out in front, it comes to Garasoli. Will rise from three. Misses again. That's three straight misses by Garasoli. Normally an outside shooter par excellence. 5-4. Still Wasatch with the lead, and all 5 points belong to Nordfeld. Two team fouls on Wasatch. Into forecourt, cross-court pass goes to number 32, Magnuson, as he starts to make the move. Moves the pivot foot. Turnover by Wasatch. 3:13 left in the first quarter of play. It's a 5-4 lead. We're in the second game of our doubleheader tonight on KSBI and KZEZ. Wegkamp into forecourt. Goes to the right side with a pass to Garasoli. Back into the corner. It comes to Wegkamp. Back out of the point. It goes to Cody Bundy. Bundy looking against that trap to Wegkamp. Down low to Sparks. Whirls double team. Gets it off to Monson. Beautiful assist. Sparks 2 points to Adam Monson. First 2 points of the night for Monson. And Monson, who came on so strong last night, having a good start tonight also. Pass. Half-court pressure by Dixie, doing very well. 6-5, Dixie with the lead. 2:38 left in the first quarter. At the point, it's Carpenter. To the right side, it goes to Parker. Back out in front. It comes to Magnuson. Magnuson looking for help. Magnuson comes back to the right side to Parker. Parker backing away from trouble. Parker trying to skip the pass cross-court. Skips it right into the stands. Turnover by Wasatch. Into the lineup comes Goodman for the first time. Into the lineup for the first time comes Rignell. Rignell getting his first action of the night. And Goodman coming in for the first time. It's out of bounds to Dixie in backcourt. Garasoli, Bundy, Goodman, Monson, and Rignell. 1-1-3 zone is the way it looked to begin things. At the left angle, it goes to Goodman. A little looping pass to Cody Bundy. Palm pass comes back the other way. Dixie with a 1-point lead, 6-5. Garasoli. Dixie has not shot the ball particularly well. Garasoli cross-court to Bundy. He'll rise for three from the angle. In and out, no good. Whirled around. Ball stolen away on the floor by Monson. Touched last by Dixie. Out of bounds. Monson lost control. Rignell tried to save it and could not come up with it. It's a turnover. Wasatch will be faced with pressure. To inbounds. Magnuson in backcourt. New man into the lineup is Chris Burton. Burton with his first opportunity to play tonight. Still in backcourt is Wasatch. The count is on. Breaks the pass of a 10-second barrier with a pass to Burton. Down underneath to Nordfeldt. Misses his first shot. Doesn't miss the second. Nordfeldt 7, Dixie 6. All 7 points belong to Kai Nordfeldt. Just like Kyle without the L. A minute 32 left in the first quarter of play to Goodman. Goodman out in front goes to Garasoli. Garasoli pass underneath to Rignell. Hooks it up. No good. There's a foul. Magnuson with a reach-in foul. Picks up the team third. First personal on Magnuson. And Dixie will go to the free throw line. Todd Rignell getting his first attempt at the free throw line tonight. Don't hear the charity stripe anymore. That's become passé, if you will. Rignell, normally a nice touch on the ball. Listed at 6'3 or 6'4, depending on who you're talking to, misses the first one. An opportunity for Dixie to tie the ball game. And they haven't taken advantage of it yet. 7-6, Wasatch with the lead. That one ties it. Rignell with his first point. Dixie, 2-2-2, and a free throw by Rignell. Three different ball players have scored. Nordfeldt has all 7 points for Wasatch. It's a 7-7 tie. A minute 16 in the low-scoring first quarter, left in that first quarter. Carpenter makes the move, gets in front of Garasoli, back out in front. The pass goes to the right side, intended underneath to Vincent and kicked out of bounds by Dixie. A minute 7 left in the first quarter of play. Ready to inbounds is Jeff Carpenter. Larry Stevenson ready to come in, but will not this time. Inbounds comes to Vincenton. Jump shot up and good. Vincenton, nice little touch. And Vincenton, who had 27 last night, gets his first two tonight. Less than a minute to go in the first quarter. It's a 9-7 lead for Wasatch. Dixie spent a lot of energy against Lehigh last night, but Wasatch did against Snow Canyon, too. Garasoli into the right corner. It goes to Matt Goodman. Back out in front to Garasoli. Left side, Bundy all alone for three. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Monson. Saves it to Garasoli. Garasoli fakes the pass. Now trapped into the corner to Monson. Out in front to Bundy. Free throw line jump shot. Bundy good. So Bundy misses a couple of threes, but gets his second two-pointer of the night. Ties the ball game at 9. 26 and a half seconds left in the first quarter of play. Dixie versus Wasatch. Two-man trap across midcourt defensively for Dixie. Pass goes cross-court to Chris Burton. Count is on. Down the sidelines it goes to Vincenton. To the baseline, Vincenton puts it up. There's a reach-in foul, and it'll belong to Goodman. Goodman has his first personal foul. That is the 13th foul on Dixie. Ready to come in will be Stevenson. Stevenson in for the first time tonight. Larry Stevenson. And at the free-throw line, Travis Vincenton.
Vincenton, just one basket on the night. Free throw is up, short, and over and in. Vincenton goes up and over and in. Hits the front of the rim and finds its way in eventually. A minute 15, or 11.5 seconds left. Second free throw, no good. Rebound brought down by Rignell. Dixie, trailing by one, 10 to 9. 6 seconds left. Goodman at the angle. It goes to Garasoli. Three-pointer. That one is good. So Garasoli misses, then hits. And at the end of one quarter, it's Dixie 12, Wasatch 10. We'll be back after this timeout. Three, two, one. Ready to get underway with the second quarter of play. Dixie will have the basketball. Nordfeld, Carpenter, Vincenton. It will be Magnuson and Burton for Wasatch. For Dixie, Garasoli and Bundy. Rignell, Stevenson is in, and Goodman. Cross-court pass goes to Garasoli, who hit the three to give Dixie the lead. Out in front it comes to Bundy. Penetrates, dishes off to the right side. Three-point set shot. Goodman, too long. Rebound, tapped by Bundy. Knocked away by the bigger Wasatch team. Picked up by Carpenter. Carlisle Curtis, Curtis Condi, I should say. Give him a different name. Curtis Condi, the coach, waving his team up court. Trap on the basketball. Dixie putting more pressure on. Turnaround jump shot from the free throw line is good by Magnuson. Magnuson ties the ball game at 12, just underway in the second quarter of play. Out in front it comes to Cody Bundy. Back out in front to the right angle it goes to Brent Garasoli. At halftime we'll take a look at the junior college bowl situation. Three-point attempt by Garasoli. Missed. Garasoli follows his own shot and misses with a left-handed layup. Dixie not shooting particularly well tonight in this first quarter of our first half of play. Dixie making some good plays defensively, but it's a 12-12 ball game right now. Each team with three team fouls. Pass goes to the baseline. Nordfeld, jump shot no good. Vincenton has the ball taken away by Stevenson. As Stevenson outlets it, Vincenton touches it. But Garasoli gets the ball. Into forecourt it goes to Bundy. Starts to penetrate, cut off by Wasatch. Palm pass to the right side to Garasoli. Into the corner it goes to Goodman. Goodman skip pass cross court to Bundy. Bundy penetrates, can't get the shot away. Double team. Bundy, jump pass underneath to Goodman. He is hammered, bodied. Yes. He is bumped around by Magnuson. Magnuson has his second personal foul. Fourth team foul. Goodman, actually it was kind of a domino effect. Vincenton tripped into Magnuson, who was already bumping up next to Goodman, and just rolled Goodman down. Nathan Parker into the lineup, back in. Shane Parachance in for the first time as Parachance comes in for Dixie. Dixie inbounds way out in front to Parachance. Six first quarter points last night, the entire total for Parachance, but that was the only offense that Dixie had outside of a couple of free throws by Garasoli. To the high post to Rignell. To the right side to Bundy. Back to Goodman. Goodman double team. Back out in front to Bundy. Goes around Carpenter. Takes a jump shot. Banks it too high. Rebound brought down by Vincenton. Just a little bit taller than anyone else out there. 6:10 left in the first half of play. It's a 12-12 tie. Wasatch and Dixie. Back out in front it comes to Parker. Parker looks for help. Can't get the shot away. Comes out in front again to Carpenter. Carpenter has the ball knocked away by Goodman. Picked up by Parker. Wasatch and Dixie tied at 12. 5:52 left in the first half of play. Back out in front it comes to Carpenter. Carpenter right down the free throw line. Takes the jump shot. Too long. Soft. Hangs around. Doesn't go. Rebound brought down by Parachance. To Bundy. Cody Bundy, one on three, goes right to the baseline. Wants to go around his man. Does. Dishes off into the corner through the hands of Parachance. Stevenson, I think, thought that was headed in his direction, and it was too hard and too close for him to grab. And Parachance screened away a little bit by Stevenson. Couldn't hang on to it. So it's out of bounds to Wasatch on its own half of the court. Apparently, we may have... Do we have a spot of blood, or do we have... We may have a problem. Someone may have been injured on that. Principal Craig Hammer over. It looks like a fan, an elderly fan, may have been hit in the face with the basketball. And let's check and see. It looks like there may be a laceration there. And so there's a timeout, an official's timeout for just a moment. Principal Craig Hammer over to check out the fan. And the doctor has come to take a look also. at the right angle. Three-point attempt by Carpenter is up and good. Carpenter gets the pass just to the right side and hits the three-pointer. It's a 15-12 lead. Wasatch has the advantage, and Dixie has just let Wasatch hang around. Dixie not shooting the ball well, getting some shots to Goodman. Goodman out in front. Wasatch going for the steal. At the angle, it goes to Stevenson along the baseline. Carries the basketball. Turnover by Dixie. So Stevenson turns that one over. And Dixie gives the ball up once again. 15-12, the lead by Wasatch. Wasatch feeling a little more confident under their first-year coach. Coach Parr, for many years the coach with the Wasps, retired after last year. Pass goes to the baseline to Vincent, and he'll shoot over Rignell. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Bundy. In among the big guys, Cody Bundy, right to the top of the key. Pulls up, dishes to the left side to Rignell. Travel call on Rignell. Rignell started to make the drive and move the pivot foot. So Dixie doing a good job of getting the ball back, but not getting a good job of getting either the shot off or keeping the basketball. 4:39 left in the first half of play. Going to Carpenter. Carpenter to the baseline to Nordfeldt. Nordfeldt jump shot, no good. Flying for the rebound is Rignell. Quickly to Stevenson. Two on two, fast break. Stevenson whirls to the basket. Bank shot, not enough. Rebound brought down, tapped out in front. Nordfeldt with the basketball. Wasatch wants to run with Dixie. Wasatch maybe not quite as quick, but they're big. Turn around, jump shot from 10 by Vincenton, no good. Nordfeldt with a push off as he had Parachance in front of him, and Nordfeldt has his second personal foul, 15 foul. Little push off, little shove by Nordfeldt, gets the personal foul, and Dixie gets the ball back. Rignell and Bundy in backcourt. We'll take a look at the junior college bowl situation at halftime, by the way. We'll have all of those scores, and we'll try to keep you updated on the Valley of the Sun Bowl game. Along the baseline, Goodman gets it out in front to Rignell. Rignell, turnaround jump shot, good from 10. Todd Rignell has his first basket, 3 points on the night, had a free throw in the first quarter of play. It's a 15-14 lead by Wasatch. Low scoring first half. Cross-court pass goes to Burton, down low to Nordfeldt, whirls in the lane, puts it up and in, and Nordfeldt having a whale of a game. 9 points for the 6'6" Kai Nordfeldt. 3:30 left in the ball in the first half of the game. 17-14, 3-point lead by Wasatch to Stevenson along the baseline, dishes deeper in the baseline to Parachance, knocked out of bounds by Parker. Good defense by Wasatch. Good hustle by the Wasps. Back into the lineup comes Adam Monson. To sit down is Larry Stevenson. Coach Ken Robinson going deep into his lineup. Parachance comes out. Brent Garasoli back in for Dixie. Cody Bundy ready to inbounds. Way out in front it comes to Garasoli. Garasoli back to Cody Bundy. Bundy looks for help. Bundy cross-court pass to Parachance. Back out in front it comes to Garasoli. To Bundy. Long jump shot. Bundy no good. Rebound brought down into the corner. Brought down by Burton. Burton out in front it comes to Nathan Parker. Parker making the move. Parker to the right side. It goes back into the corner to Vincenton. To the point. It comes back out to Carpenter. Parker all alone at the left side for three. Misses. Long rebound comes to Garasoli. Three on two. Garasoli pulls up. Five-footer. No good. Rebound Parachance. Puts it up. No good. Rebound partially deflected by Vincenton. As the shot went up, Vincenton gets the rebound. 17-14. Dixie a little out of sync. Pass down low to Vincenton. Bank shot. No good. Rebound Nordfeldt. There's a foul on Garasoli. Garasoli spikes it away from Nordfeldt and picks up the foul. Is it on the rebound or on the shot? That's number one on Garasoli and should be the fourth team foul on Dixie. Coming out is Nordfeldt. Let's see who is in. It's Farrell that's back in. That's a common foul. They rule on the rebound, not on the shot. Ready to inbounds is Wasatch. Hold on Dixie beforehand, and it may belong to Monson. Monson with his first personal foul. Adam Monson. Ready to inbounds. It comes to Vincenton. So Monson has his first personal foul. Vincenton has the reach at the shot and misses at the angle. It goes to Rignell back out in front. It comes to Wegkamp. Wegkamp to the right side. It goes to Garasoli. Garasoli looks for help. Garasoli into the right corner. Parachance. 3-point attempt up. No good. Rebound. Rignell muscles it up and good. So Todd Rignell having the good night tonight. as Dixie is back within one again, 17-16. Pass comes quickly into the corner to Farrell. Back out in front, it comes to Nathan Parker. Parker looking for help. Parker leaves it back out in front to Carpenter. Carpenter back out in front. To the right side, it goes to Parker. Nathan Parker back at the angle. The basketball comes back out in front against Wegkamp. Parker just throws it away, intended for Carpenter. Couldn't get a good angle for the pass and just threw it out of bounds. 17-16. Wasatch with the lead over Dixie. Corey Wegkamp to the left side. It goes to Garasoli. Garasoli leaves it for Wegkamp. Wegkamp at the point. Back into the corner. It goes to Garasoli. Makes the move. Bounce pass kicked by Carpenter. It's out of bounds to Dixie. A minute 33 left in the first half of play. Fast moving first half. Just blistering first half. This one is going in a hurry. As Dixie and Wasatch playing nose to nose. Garasoli and Wegkamp in backcourt. The pass goes to Garasoli. Garasoli looks for help. To the right side, it goes to Wegkamp. Wegkamp looking for someone to pass it to. Looks in deep. Instead comes out in front to Garasoli. Back to Parachance at the left side. Skip pass cross court to Wegkamp. Dixie down by one. 17-16. As poorly as Dixie has shot, it's amazing they are only down by one right now. Garasoli back to Wegkamp along the baseline. Leans in. Shot up. Deflected by Vincenton. Knocked out of bounds off the hands of Burton. As Burton thought that he had a clean rebound and it was spiked away from him, but the officials say no, it was touched last by Burton. Out of bounds to Dixie at their own baseline. Parachance inbounds to Wegkamp. Long three-pointer in and out, no good. Rebound, Rignell, muscle shot blocked by Vincenton, who has the foul. Vincenton from in behind or Farrell from in front? And it is Farrell from in front. Vincenton with a clean block from behind. Vincenton is an armload. Farrell has his second personal foul. That is the sixth team foul on Wasatch. Cody Bundy back in and Parachance to sit down. At the free throw line is Todd Rignell. A minute two left in the first half of play. Rignell, first free throw is up and good. Todd Rignell now 2 for 3 from the free throw line and 6 points. One of his best efforts as a varsity ball player. Rignell, normally a very good shooter, gets into a groove, looks down at his feet, puts the shot up and in. Last second, looked down at his feet like they weren't quite in the right spot, but they were down at the end of the leg, so he was okay. Into the lineup, Jeff Pitts, a 6'3 senior. First time Pitts is into the lineup. And it's out of bounds to Wasatch in backcourt. Trap in backcourt. Parker with the basketball. Do we have a foul? We do. We have it on Monson. Monson pleading his case, but not getting anywhere. He reached. Although he said, hey, I kept my body right there. That's true. The official saying, you reached. It's out of bounds. That is the sixth team foul. Out of bounds to Wasatch. 59.6 seconds left in the half. Dixie has taken an 18-17 lead on those two free throws by Rignell. Trap on the basketball to Carpenter. Bounce pass kicked around by Monson. So it's out of bounds to Wasatch once again. Ready to inbounds, Wasatch at the baseline to Burton, way out in front, it comes to Parker. 49 seconds left in the half to Carpenter, jump shot under pressure, no good, rebound, tapped away from Rignell, picked up by Cody Bundy. Bundy cruises into forecourt, will rise from 15, shot no good, rebound, Dixie crashes the boards, Garasoli, muscle shot no good, rebound out in front to Bundy. Dishes to Rignell, fakes the three, back to Bundy at the right angle, 28 seconds left in the half, to Garasoli along the baseline, driving left-hander, good, and he's fouled. Garasoli gets the 2 points. And it may belong, the personal foul I believe belongs to Jeff Pitts. Let's double check. Pitts? It is Jeff Pitts who has his first personal foul. So Pitts with his first personal, and at the free throw line, Garasoli. Dixie with a 3-point lead, 20-17, 25.1 seconds left in this first half of play. Free throw is good by Garasoli. And Wasatch has the basketball. Trap on the basketball with 18 seconds left. It goes to Carpenter. Lob to Vincenton. Ball knocked away. Monson runs headlong into Vincenton, trying to get it. As Vincenton was trying to get it back. That is three personals on Monson. Seventh team foul on Dixie, and ready to come in for the first time will be Tony Rodriguez, but Vincenton at the free throw line will shoot first. Vincenton, who had 27 last night, had a huge night against Snow Canyon. Tonight, held down a little bit on a 1-1, misses the first one. Rebound brought down by Rignell. To Wegkamp, 7 seconds left to Cody Bundy. Bundy may go one-on-one, gets a double screen. Bundy into the corner, goes to Rignell, head fakes out of the corner, jump shot up, no good. Rebound, that's the way the first half ends. As Dixie will take a 21-17 lead in at half. Good performance in the second quarter by Dixie as they started to heat up just a little bit. Let's take this time out. We'll be back with the halftime scoring totals and take a look at what's happening in the Junior College Bowl situation. We'll have everything but the Valley of the Sun Bowl, and we'll keep you updated on that as best we can. Back with that after this timeout. The score, 21-17 at the half. Back after this. Three, two, one. 21-17, the halftime lead for Dixie. They barely got a lead at the end of the first quarter, 12-10. On the three-pointer by Garasola, who has not shot the ball particularly well, but just well enough to put up some points tonight. Let's take a look at the first half scoring totals. First of all, for Wasatch, off the bench, Chris Burton came in. Played quite a bit in both halves, did not score. Also coming in, Cam Magnuson. Magnuson has a basket for a total of 2 points, but also has a couple of personal fouls. Jeff Pitts came in, did not score. Now, we were going to get Tony Rodriguez in. Rodriguez was waiting at the scorer's table, but never got into this first half of action. Rodriguez just could not. Vincenton, if he had hit the free throws, would have been out and Rodriguez in. But instead, Rodriguez still has to wait on the sidelines. We'll see if we see him in the second half. Starting point guard Jeff Carpenter had a long three-pointer for his sum total. Nathan Parker, who had 23 last night, Parker did not score in this first half as Dixie has kept him under control. Tyler Farrell had a couple of personal fouls in the first half, did not score. Travis Vincenton, who had a huge night last night for Wasatch, held in control tonight, a field goal, 1-for-3 from the free throw line, a total of 3 points on the night. The man who has been the thorn in the side for Dixie is Kai Nordfeld. Nordfeld hit the first 7 points for Wasatch, then added another basket, 4 field goals, 1-for-1 from the free throw line, a total of 9 points in the first half of play. A low scoring first half, partially because of some problems in shooting on both sides, but that's the way it stacks up for Wasatch. Let's take a look at the first half scoring for Dixie. Shane Parachance came off the bench, did not score in that first half. Matt Goodman took a couple of shots, did not score. Larry Stevenson off the bench, did not score in the first half of action. The man who did score off the bench is a normal starter, as Todd Rignell sitting down tonight. Adam Monson, after his good effort last night, has started. Rignell came off the bench, 2 field goals, 3 for 4 from the free throw line. Let's get that straight. 2 field goals, 3 for 4 from the free throw line, a total of 7 points in this first half of action for Todd Rignell. So Rignell getting the bench duty tonight to come off the bench and using it as a spark. Now, among the starters, Adam Monson getting the start tonight, but has 3 personal fouls. He's the only ball player on either side who's in big foul trouble. Does have a basket for 2 points, just a nice little turnaround. Andre Sparks, not getting much offense yet, but doing well ball handling and getting some rebounds, did not score in that first half. Corey Wegkamp getting the start, got a basket in the first quarter. That's his total on the night. Brent Garasoli, once again, shooting the ball not quite as well tonight as he did last night. Has a 3-pointer, a 2-pointer, and 1-for-1 from the free throw line, 1 of each, and a total of 6 points. And Cody Bundy, 2 first-quarter baskets, and has not shot well otherwise, has a total of 4 points. Very low scoring, 21-17 first half total. We'll be back with the second half of action on this, our second half of our doubleheader tonight of high school basketball action. Dixie leads Wasatch 21-17. Back with the junior college football scores from the bowl games, including today's Rotary Bowl, after this timeout. 3-2-1. First half scoring, 21-17. Dixie with the lead over Wasatch. Let's take a look at what's happened in bowl situations in the junior colleges. And I'll also keep you updated on some other scores. Before we get to that, in case you missed it last night, Richfield over Hurricane by a 57-40 margin. That means Richfield won that Ogden tournament last night. Dixie College last night in basketball, winning on the guys' side, 70-49. And on the women's side, a loss last night. The first loss on the year for Coach Dave Lebetter's squad, but it also, kind of a strange thing, ended a 60-60 game losing streak by Treasure Valley with that victory last night. And let's take a look at the junior college bowl situation. For many of you, you were at the Hanson Stadium this afternoon to see Dixie over Lackawanna. Huge score, 76-21. Earlier, the only bowl games that were played before yesterday was the doubleheader Pepsi-Cola Bowl. In case you missed that, Waldorf defeated William Rainey Harper 35-14 and Iowa Central over Rock Valley of Illinois 38-16. Real Dairy Bowl was scheduled for today but got moved up to last night. And Ricks College picked up a 35-20 win over Tyler College out of Texas. Snow College playing earlier today in the Mineral Water Bowl in Missouri. That one was a battle as the Snow College Badgers beat Coffeyville 26-22. Here's how the other bowl games went. Undefeated Rochester now has a loss after losing to Nassau 34-21 in the Empire State Bowl. Golden Isles Bowl, that one down in Georgia, had Hines College of Mississippi go in and defeat Georgia Military 30-18. Of course, the Valley of the Sun Bowl game is going on in Glendale, Arizona. We hope to have a final for you on that one shortly between Glendale and Independence. It could be a four-team sweep for the Western States Football League. But in what proves to be the national championship game, number one-ranked Trinity Valley remains undefeated in the Red River Bowl as Trinity Valley roughed up Garden City of Kansas 48-13. Likely, the Trinity Valley will be ranked number one, and with Dixie's big victory, be ranked number two and possibly Ricks College number three in the final polls. So those will be out the first part of the week. We'll be back with the start of the second half of action, Dixie versus Wasatch, after this timeout. Three, two, one. Underway in the second half, just underway. Jeff Carpenter with the basketball pass goes down underneath to Kai Nordfeldt. Just as the inbounds comes to Wasatch, they get it down underneath, and Nordfeldt is fouled. Foul belongs to Andre Sparks. That is his first personal, first team foul. Dixie with a four-point lead, 21-17 against Wasatch. Second game of our doubleheader. Snow Canyon and Lehigh earlier. Nordfeldt misses on the free throw. So Nordfeldt, who has 9 points on the night, trying to cut that margin. Dixie hung around, kept Wasatch from shooting particularly well also. And Nordfeldt came up with a 10th point. That cuts the margin to three. Dixie had the four-point lead at the half. That's the biggest lead they've had in the ball game. 2-3 zone by Wasatch. Pass goes to the right side to Wegkamp. If Dixie heats up in this second half, Dixie may have a good win. But if they don't, Wasatch is doubled up to the baseline. It goes to Wegkamp, picked up quickly by Vincenton to Sparks. Cross court, it goes to Bundy. Back to Wegkamp, all alone. 15-footer, soft, up, around, no good. Tap out in front by Bundy, back to Wegkamp. Bundy with the quick hands to Garasoli. Cross court, it goes to Sparks. Head fakes, puts up the shot, 3-second violation. Sparks hit the shot with a 3-second violation, whistled before the shot got away from his hand. He was up and jumping, but Rignell parked in the lane too long. Turnover by Dixie, 7:15 left in the third quarter of play. Fast-moving ball game. To the baseline it goes to Vincenton. Back out in front it comes to Farrell. Farrell leaves it at the point to Parker. Parker back to Carpenter. Carpenter looks for help. Carpenter back to Parker. Parker back to Farrell. Carpenter with the basketball to Nordfeldt. Jump shot up and good by Kai Nordfeldt. Nordfeldt starting off hot again. Cuts the margin to one. 21-20. And the size of Wasatch bothering Dixie. At the point to Wegkamp to Garasoli along the baseline. Skip pass cross court to Bundy. Right out in front to Wegkamp. Three-pointer good. Corey Wegkamp. Beautiful pass by Bundy. Got the pass. Everybody crashed towards Bundy. And Bundy had Wegkamp wide open just at the angle from the top of the key. just a little bit to the left angle. 24-20, back to a four-point lead. Parker against the double team out in front to the right side. It goes to Carpenter. Back out in front, it comes popping out as Farrell to the baseline. It goes to Nordfeldt. Bodied against Parker as Sparks, and an offensive foul by Nordfeldt. Nordfeldt put the shoulder in, and Coach Curtis Condy knew it all the way. He's talking to Nordfeldt. That's number three on Nordfeldt. Nordfeldt just was right in front of the official. Not ashamed of it. Just put the shoulder right into Sparks. Offensive foul. Turnover by Wasatch. Cody Bundy looks for help. Cross-court pass goes to Carpenter. Back up out in front to Bundy. Back to Wegkamp. Wegkamp, three-point attempt, no good. Long rebound brought down by Wegkamp. As Bundy waited back defensively, didn't charge the basketball, saw Wegkamp was going to get to it. To the right side, it goes to Wegkamp again. Cross-court pass goes to Sparks. Sparks without a basket in this game yet. Back out in front. Garasoli head fakes into the corner, goes to Rignell. Back to Sparks. He'll take the 18-footer. Shot short. Rebound brought down by Carpenter. Dixie, four-point lead. 5:30 left in the third quarter. Pass into forecourt. Stolen by Sparks. Anticipated. Leaves it for Wegkamp. Coming back the other way to Cody Bundy. Bundy cross-court pass to Garasoli. Sets out of the corner for three. In and out. No good. Dixie missing a lot of point-blank. I shouldn't say point-blank. That was a three-pointer. But an uncontested shot. 5:10 left in the third quarter. Dixie still has the four-point lead. The count is almost on. Still a 10-second count. Finally breaking the half midcourt is Parker. It comes up again to Carpenter. The pass deflected by Bundy into the hands of Sparks. Back to Bundy against Carpenter. Lays it up and in. Draws the foul. Bundy with an athletic move just soared to the basket. Carpenter leaned into him. And Bundy keeps great body control. Amazing body control for the senior. Lays it up and in, and Carpenter has his first personal. That is his second team foul. Burton replaces Parker. Parker had such a huge night last night. Now Burton back into the lineup. At the free throw line, Cody Bundy. 4:54 left in the third quarter. Bundy tried to complete the three-point play. Free throw is up. Soft, not enough. Lingers on the rim and then falls off. 26-20. Pass into forecourt. Deflected by Sparks. Taken by Rignell. Here comes Dixie again. Wasatch getting a little lazy with their passes, and Dixie taking advantage. To Wegkamp. Back out in front. It comes to Garasoli at the point. To the right side, it goes to Bundy. Bundy. Palm pass to Garasoli. He'll set for three again. This one short again. Garasoli only one three-pointer going tonight, and he's taken about five of them. In the forecourt, Carpenter gets around his man. Free throw line jump shot. Soft, not enough. Rebound Rignell, and there is a foul underneath. It belongs to Nordfeldt. Nordfeldt has his fourth. And I think Coach Curtis Condy saw that one coming. Timeout. 20-second timeout by Wasatch. 4:21 left in the third quarter. Dixie with a 26-20 lead. We'll be back after this timeout. Three, two, one. Clint Alexander into the lineup for the first time tonight for Dixie. Trying to add a little more offense for Dixie. 4:21 left in the third quarter. 26-20. Dixie has outscored Wasatch by a grand total of 5-3. So a very low-scoring ball game, mostly because of poor shooting. We're still looking for our defensive play of the game. Bundy goes around his man, lays it up. Short rebound brought down by Bundy. Brings it out on the dribble. Back down the lane. Dishes off. Has the ball knocked away. Stolen by Chris Burton. Bundy just tried to create too much that time. 3:59 left in the third quarter. Diving after the basketball is Alexander. Pass deflected by Sparks to Bundy. Pass deflected the other way. Off the hands of Alexander, right into the hands of Wasatch. So turnover, turnover. 3:44 left in the third quarter. Dixie still with that six-point lead, 26-20. Trap on the basketball. Burton leaves it out in front of Jeff Carpenter. To the right side, it goes to new man in there is Magnuson. Jump shot up, no good by Farrell along the baseline. Rebound right into the hands of Bundy. Goes to Garasoli, right to the basket. Shot blocked by Vincenton. Vincenton with the left hand deflected that one. Travis Vincenton, good athlete. Ball knocked away from Carpenter, gets it back, takes a shot, misses, rebound, blocked by Sparks, and Sparks thought he had the clean block on Magnuson, and may have, but Sparks has his third personal instead. That is the second team foul on Dixie. And to the free throw line goes Cam Magnuson. And into the lineup comes Devin Henderson for the first time. Henderson for Wasatch. The first time he's seen action tonight. And at the free throw line, Cam Magnuson looking for his first free throw point, misses the free throw. As a team, Wasatch is 2-for-4, now 2-for-5, no correction. 3-for-7, they've gone 1-for-2 another time. Magnuson gets his third point, cuts the margin to 5, 26-21. The 21 has not shown up on the board yet. Now it does. Goodman back into the lineup for Dixie to Garasoli. Back to Goodman as in motion. Dixie staying on the perimeter, not getting much underneath. Rignell open underneath briefly. They couldn't get the pass to him. Back into the right corner. It goes to Alexander. Skip pass cross court to Garasoli to Rignell. Challenged immediately by Magnuson. Back to Garasoli. 2:50 left in the third quarter. Back out in front. It goes to Goodman. To Sparks, away from the action, back to Goodman. Goodman head fakes, can't get the shot away to Garasoli. Left side, it goes to Alexander. He'll set for three and hit it. Then Alexander takes his first shot and drills it, drains it. Right down to the bottom of the basket, 29-21. 8-point lead by Dixie with 2:30 left in the third quarter. Trap on the basketball, Burton cross-courts it. Pass comes back out in front to Carpenter, back to Burton. Burton challenged by Goodman. Ball knocked out of bounds by Andre Sparks. Sparks playing tough defensively in spite of having the foul trouble. 2:19 left in the third quarter of play. Fast-moving ball game. Into the inbounds, pass comes to Carpenter. Back to Henderson, who's back into the lineup. To Carpenter, down low it goes. Ball stripped away from Magnuson. Knocked out of bounds by Rignell. Out of bounds to Wasatch. Dixie, 8-point lead, just quietly has expanded that lead out, and Wasatch has been shut down mostly here in the third quarter. Ready to inbounds, way out in front. Burton lobs it out to Jeff Carpenter. Back it comes to Burton. Pass into the corner to Magnuson. Back to Burton. Back to Henderson. Pass back to Burton. He'll set for three, and that went up. No good. Rebound brought down by Garasoli. Positioned, screened out Vincenton. Came over Vincenton's head. Pass to the baseline to Sparks. Lays it up with the left hand over the basket. Rebound brought down by Henderson. Leaves it for Carpenter. A minute 45 left in the third quarter of play. Dixie and Wasatch. Dixie with the lead. Henderson. Pass down low to Vincenton. Gets away all alone, and Vincenton lays it up and in. Only his second basket of the night. Gets the margin to 6, 29-23. Timeout, Dixie, with a minute 33 left in the first half of action. 29-23, or I should say in the third quarter of action, 29-23, Dixie with the lead. We'll be back after this timeout. 3-2-1. 29-23, Dixie with the lead, Dixie with the basketball. In case you missed it earlier, games you heard on KSGI. University of Utah beat Wake Forest tonight, 62-53. Nationally televised game, actually, this morning. We had that one on KSGI. Western Athletic Conference Championship goes to Colorado State, 41-13. Nebraska wins the Big 12. Inbounds pass comes to Garasoli, his three-pointer, right off the front edge of the basket and off the foot of Monson, picked up by Wasatch. Monson back in. Pass on the wing. Goes to Burton, back out in front. It comes to Carpenter. Dixie, good defensive job. Pass, cross-court. Goes to Magnuson, trying to overcome that trap. Jump shot up and good. From three by Carpenter. Wasatch doing a good job of passing the ball, and suddenly it's a three-point lead by Dixie. 29-26. Down low to Rignell. Tries to get away. Fall away right-hander. Soft. Not enough. There's a foul underneath. Who has it? And it may be on Goodman. Matt Goodman, I think, picks up his second personal foul. That is the 13th foul on Dixie. 1 minute left, and Wasatch not put away on this thing. And now back within three, 29-26. 55 seconds left in the third quarter. Carpenter, very selective on taking his threes, but he's hit two of them. Three-pointer by Magnuson up over the basket. Rebound brought down by Garasoli. Dixie doing a good job on the boards tonight. Garasoli to the point, drives, dishes off to the right side to Rignell. Back out in front, it comes to Garasoli. Dixie, well-schooled ball club, goes to Goodman. Matt Goodman brings it back out to the point again to Garasoli. He'll try for three again. In and out. No good. Rebound knocked away from Goodman. Trying to save it as Burton cannot. 27 and a half seconds left in the third quarter. It's out of bounds to Dixie. Goodman ready to inbound.
Matt Goodman inbounds to Brent Garasoli. To the right side it goes to Alexander. Alexander looks for help. Back to Rignell. Rignell at the left side. Rignell back out in front. It comes to Garasoli. Right side it goes to Goodman. Jump shot up. No good. Foul underneath, maybe on Rignell. Backing under his man, and it is. Rignell, with 13.2 seconds left, commits his first personal foul. That is the fourth team foul on Dixon. Kind of a ho-hum, lackadaisical game. It's going to be tough to find a locker room defensive player, defensive player of the game. Both teams playing all right defense. But this is just kind of a lackadaisical offensive show. Three-point attempt by Carpenter, no good. Rebound brought down by Rignell. From backcourt, Garasoli hits the top of the backboard. End of the third quarter. Dixie sees part of their lead disappear. It's a 29-26 lead for Dixie over Wasatch. Back with the final quarter after this timeout. Three, two, one. Dixie has the three-point lead, and we'll have the basketball to begin the fourth quarter. Shane Parachance and Larry Stevenson in, taking a swipe at a steal as Carpenter goes into the corner. Parachance, three-pointer up, no good. Nobody hitting the perimeter shot consistently tonight for Dixie. Wasatch with a rebound. Into forecourt, Carpenter goes to the right side to Burton, back to Carpenter along the baseline. Trying to get a down low to Vincent, and ball knocked away, picked up again by Magnuson, tips it to Henderson. Down low it goes to Vincent, and now turn around right-hander, no good. Rebound taken by Rignell. Good position by Rignell to Brent Garasoli. Garasoli into forecourt. Back out in front it comes to Cody Bundy. At the point to the left side, almost too big for Garasoli, drives the baseline. Reach-in foul will belong to Henderson. Devin Henderson has his first personal foul. That should be the fourth team foul on Wasatch this time around. It is. It's a common foul. Out of bounds to Dixie. At the angle, it goes to Garasoli. Right angle, it goes to Cody Bundy. Shovel pass back to Garasoli. Staying on the perimeter against that zone. Skip pass cross court to Parachance to Bundy. Bundy penetrates. Jump shot from 15. Banks too hard. Rebound tapped around. Finally grabbed off by Vincenton. Vincenton, good-looking ball player, but has been bottled up a lot tonight. Wants the basketball. Cross-court pass goes to Henderson, into the corner to Magnuson. Dixie will double-team the basketball on the perimeter and double-team Vincenton down below. Pass now goes down low to Vincenton. Do we have a personal foul? We may do it. Maybe either on Rignell or Parachance. It belongs to Parachance, reaching in from behind. Rignell doing a good job defensively from out in front. So Rignell having a good rebounding night also. Timeout with 6:47 left in the ballgame. Dixie wants a short one, a 20-second timeout. 29-26, Dixie with the lead. Back after this timeout. Three, two, one. 6:47 left in the ballgame. Wasatch has the basketball out of bounds at their own baseline. Ready to inbounds is Chris Burton. Burton looks for help way out in front. It comes to Jeff Carpenter. Carpenter against Cody Bundy. Carpenter looks for help down low. It goes to Vincent and turnaround 10. Footer good. Vincent with his first basket in the fourth quarter cuts the margin to one, 29-28. Cody Bundy with a dribble out in front to Parachance to Garasoli. Along the baseline, Garasoli misses the shot, but there's a hooking foul. It belongs to Devin Henderson. Henderson has his second personal foul. Out of bounds to Dixie at their own baseline. 6:29 left in the ballgame. A very low-scoring ballgame. Dixie by one, 29-28. Parachance inbounds to Garasoli. Hook pass cross-court to Bundy. Bundy with only 6 points on the night. Hook pass comes back the other way. Garasoli from three, shot no good. Rebound. Rignell, and up over the back is Magnuson. Magnuson tried to tie up the basketball, but reaching over the back. That is the third personal foul on Magnuson. And the sixth team foul on Wasatch. Out of bounds to Dixie. Inbounds to Bundy. Bundy, skip pass cross-court, deflected, taken by Garasoli. Back to Bundy. Head fakes. Bundy down the lane. Bundy with a 10-footer over Vincenton. No good. Vincenton battling for the rebound. It finally comes out to Jeff Carpenter. Wasatch with the basketball. Wasatch playing calm, cool, and collected. 6 minutes left in the ballgame, and Wasatch within one. Cross-court pass goes to Henderson. Into the corner. Travel call. And Burton knew it. Burton just couldn't quite come to a stop. Had the pivot foot up on the toenails.
just leaning the wrong way. Finally had to move it.
5:53 left in the ball game. Dixie with the basketball. Cody Bundy. Bundy into forecourt. Goes to the left side to Garasoli. Garasoli back into the left corner to Rignell. To Stevenson. Stevenson bounce pass back out in front to Rignell. To the right side to Parachamps. Into the right corner to Bundy. Cross-court pass. Garasoli. Once again from three. This time he hits it. Garasoli miss. This time he hits it. That's his second three-pointer of the night in about 12 tries. 32-28. Pass underneath, knocked away from Vincenton. Picked up by Parachamps. Parachamps to Bundy. Bundy goes right to the baseline, cut off by Magnuson. Dishes into the corner to Garasoli. Out in front to Rignell. Back to Parachamps. Back to Bundy. Back into the corner. Garasoli. Garasoli makes the move. Can't get the shot away. Loses the dribble. Picks it up again. 5:04 left in the ball game to Bundy. Dixie being very patient. Bundy skip pass, cross court, goes to Rignell. Rignell starts to make the move at the angle to Garasoli. Back to Parachamps. Right corner, Bundy. Three-point attempt up, no good. Rignell and Henderson battling, and I think Rignell is going to get the personal foul. Rignell, nope, correction, I think it's going to be on Stevenson. Rignell trying to hold his position. It is Stevenson away from the action to fix up the personal foul. Is that the seventh team foul? Let's double check. Apparently, it's only the sixth team foul. Ready to come in will be Nordfeldt. Nope, that is the sixth team foul on each side. Everybody shoots the rest of the night. Nordfeldt in. Parker in. To sit down is Henderson. To sit down is Burton. So Wasatch going big. Dixie with a four-point lead. 32-28 and Corey Wegkamp. About ready to come back in for Dixie. Dixie will sit back into a zone right now. They'll not extend this one out yet. Into the right corner it goes. Three-point attempt. Carpenter in and out. Rebound brought down by Bundy. Bundy with a lot of rebounds. Lead pass goes to Garasoli. Goes around. Carpenter lays it up and in. Garasoli. Good shoulder fake while he maintained the dribble. And Dixie back out in front by six. 34-28. Dixie has led by as much as eight in this ball game. Parker still in backcourt, being challenged by Parachamps. Now the double team on the basketball. Out in front, the ball stolen by Bundy. Streaking to the basket. Bundy lays it up. No good. There's a foul. And it will belong to Magnuson. Magnuson with his fourth. Bundy almost had a chance for the three-point play. Magnuson has his fourth. That is his seventh team foul. Bundy had that one hang on the rim and roll off. He's had three or four of those over the last two nights. Wegkamp back in. And Parachamps to sit down. And at the free throw line, Cody Bundy. Cody Bundy is 0-for-1 on the night. Free throw up and good. Bundy now 1-for-2, has his seventh point of the night. 35-28, 4:14 left in the game. Dixie trying to get a little daylight between themselves and Wasatch. Second free throw up, soft and good. Cody Bundy has two free throws. 36-28, 8-point lead by the Flyers. Timeout called by Wasatch with 4:09 left in the ballgame. It is 36-28. Dixie out in front. We'll be back after this timeout. Three, two, one. Dixie has taken it out to an 8-point lead once again, 36-28. Wasatch seeing this one slip away unless they can make a move enough time. 8-point lead is not that big, especially with a 3-point shot also in high school ball. Dixie will extend out the pressure a little bit at half court and put the trap on the basketball. Double team on Magnuson. Back out in front it comes to Parker. Parker one-on-one with Bundy. Bundy, very quick hands, will just flick at the basketball. The forces the steal. Rebound. Knocked away, picked up by Parker in backcourt. Will it be an over and back? Yes, it will. It was deflected by Wegkamp, but touched last by Wasatch before it rolled into backcourt, and it'll be an over and back. Dixie forces the turnover. So Wegkamp and Bundy combining for the steal, the deflection by Bundy, and Wegkamp deflecting it off of Wasatch. That will be our locker room defensive play of the game with 3:47 left in the ball game, and we'll look at our defensive player of the game. Bundy and Wegkamp combining for the steal. 3:40 left in the ball game. 3-point attempt up by Bundy. No good. Rebound. Rignell. Who has it? It may be Rignell coming from the side. Nordfeldt was up over the back, but Rignell reaching in from the side
has his second personal foul, and I believe Nordfelt will shoot free throws. Actually, probably a fair selection as far as who is responsible for the foul, although Nordfelt didn't look like he had as good a position. Nordfelt is 2 for 3 on the night. That's a total of 12 points. 3:35 left in the ballgame. Free throw good. Nordfelt cuts the margin to 7. 36-29. Back into the lineup is Adam Monson. To sit down is Larry Stevenson. Coach Ken Robinson trying to nurse this one home, trying to get his fourth win on the season. Second free throw is up and good. And official timeout, or is there a timeout, Wasatch? Apparently a timeout. Let's see who belongs to that one. 20-second timeout with 3:35 left. That belongs to Dixie, apparently. 36-30. Dixie with the lead. We'll be back after this timeout. 3-2-1. 3:35 left in a ball game. It's a 36-30 lead for Dixie over Wasatch, trying to get this one home. Second half of our doubleheader tonight. You've already heard Snow Canyon and Lehigh and how they've done. Wegkamp in backcourt brings it across into forecourt with a right-handed dribble to Adam Monson. Monson looks for help. Pass deflected by Vincenton, who's out on the perimeter. Goes to Todd Rignell. Back at the point, it goes to Cody Bundy. If they go one-on-one, Bundy could probably beat somebody. Tyler Farrell, bounce pass backdoor to Garasoli. Lays it up, misses the shot. Rebound, Garasoli, taken by Wegkamp. Travel call. 3:13 left in the ball game. Dixie misses a point-blank layup once again. Vincenton gave a bother to Garasoli. Garasoli still had the position with the left hand and missed the shot. Dixie, terrible shooting percentage tonight. Pass, give and go, goes to Carpenter. Carpenter almost loses the ball. Back to Farrell. Pass, back out in front, it comes to Carpenter. 6-point lead by Dixie. Carrying the ball is Carpenter. And Bundy and Garasoli combining on forcing that turnover. 3 minutes exactly left in the game. Dixie nursing a 6-point lead. It's out of bounds to Dixie. Side court and back court across the way, across the gym floor from the Wasatch bench. Much quieter crowd tonight. To the left angle, it goes to Garasoli to Bundy. Bundy looks for a screen down the lane, dishes to the baseline. Rignell, jump shot, no good. Rebound, Garasoli puts it up. There's a foul, and it'll belong to Farrell. Farrell across the wrist. Farrell with his third personal foul. And at the free throw line will be Garasoli. Garasoli to shoot a couple. Frank Garasoli is 1-for-1 on the night, having a terrible shooting night, even though he has 11 points. Looking for a free throw here with 2:47 left in the ballgame, 36-30. First free throw is up and good. That is the 18th foul on Wasatch. One more possibility for a 1-and-1 before it's a two-shot foul the rest of the night for Dixie. Garasoli hits the first, second free throw up and good. Dead on, no iron at all. But Garasoli takes it out to an 8-point lead again, 38-30. And the time starting to become critical for Wasatch. At the angle it goes to Farrell. Ball knocked away by Bundy and by Garasoli. It's out of bounds to Wasatch. Wasatch with the basketball at side court, in back court. Inbounds, it comes to Carpenter. Carpenter back to the left side. It comes back out in front. It comes to Carpenter. 3-point shot at the top of the key. No good. Long rebound taken by Chris Burton. Burton for Wasatch looking for help. Back out in front, it comes to Carpenter once again. 2:22 left in the ball game. Dixie into a man-to-man defense this time. Back to the left side, it comes to Farrell. To the right side, it goes to Burton, almost stolen by Bundy. Bundy came within an eyelash and deflecting that one. To the right side, it goes to Burton. To the high post, ball deflected away by Monson. Knocked out of bounds, eventually knocked away from Garasoli by Farrell. So Dixie has the ball out of bounds in backcourt. So Monson with the deflection, Garasoli hustling after it, and Dixie has the basketball. Monson in backcourt. Adam Monson, another good night, although he has not played that much because of foul trouble. He's had some of his moments. One field goal, and a great deflection at that point. At the angle, it goes to Cody Bundy. Bundy drives the lane, down the lane, dishes off, baseline, it goes to Rignell. Jump shot good. Todd Rignell gets the assist from Bundy. And gets the basket. 9 points on the night for Todd Rignell. A minute 42 left in the ball game. Into forecourt, Farrell to the baseline to Nordfelt. Jump shot over the basket. Rebound
Knocked away from Garasoli. The foul will go to Burton. Burton slapping from behind as Garasoli had the great field at the rebound position. Garasoli just getting a ton of rebounds tonight for Dixie. Timeout once again with a minute 36 left in the contest. Timeout by Wasatch. 40-30, Dixie by 10, their widest margin. We'll be back after this timeout. 3-2-1. In case you missed it earlier on KSGI, Colorado State beating New Mexico 41-30 in the playoff game down in Las Vegas at Sam Boyd Stadium. Colorado State goes to the Holiday Bowl. Nebraska beating Texas A&M 54-15. Nebraska wins the Big 12. Utah over Wake Forest in basketball 62-53. And in case you missed it, Rotary Bowl, Dixie 76, Lackawanna 21. Would you believe? Dixie wins the Rotary Bowl once again. Snow College has won tonight, or this afternoon, against Coffeyville in the Mineral Area Bowl. And Ricks College won the Rio Dairy Bowl last night. If Glendale wins in the Valley of the Sun Bowl, it's a sweep. 1-1 coming up. First one is good by Garasoli. Nobody even bothered. Garasoli was automatic. He missed three last night, and that was a terrible situation for Garasoli, except he hit the pressure free throws coming down the wire. Next free throw up, soft, not enough. Rebound, I spoke too soon. Brought down by Vincenton. 41-30, 11-point lead. Pass deflected off the fingertips of Magnuson. Bundy went sky high, just got a piece of it, and Carpenter had to throw it over Bundy. Ready to come in shortly will be Heath Coleman. Bundy in backcourt. Double team, triple team. Gets it direct to Wegkamp, to Rignell. Back out in front to Bundy. Bundy at the free throw line to Garasoli under pressure. Bank shot, no good. Rebound taken by Rignell. Leaves it up, no good. Rebound, battle four, taken by Farrell. Wasatch with the basketball, a minute 9 left. Dixie with the 11-point lead. At the angle, it goes down underneath to Vincenton. Turnaround right-hander, good. Vincenton, good move. And Vincenton with 9 points on the night, way below what he had last night. Bundy, cross-court pass to Rignell. All alone was Wegkamp under the basket. Rignell pulled it back to Bundy. Bundy at the angle will let fly from 15. Offline, long rebound brought down by Wasatch. Farrell with the basketball, leaves it for Carpenter. Back to Farrell. Farrell drives, runs into Monson. Offensive foul. Monson challenged. Farrell jumped into him, and that's personal foul number 4 on Farrell. Offensive foul. Wasatch fans upset about that, but Dixie with a 9-point lead. 41.1 seconds left in this contest. Adam Monson to inbounds to Cody Bundy, and you know Dixie's going to be challenged right now. Bundy and Adam Monson. Monson in backcourt, cross court, it goes to Wegkamp. Wegkamp to the high post, it goes to Garasoli. Left side to Monson, back out in front to Bundy. Right side to Wegkamp. Back out in front to Bundy. Through the hands of Monson. Monson tried to turn with the basketball before he had it in his hands. Loses it out of bounds. 24.6 seconds left. Wasatch has to hurry. Dixie just has to defend right now. Heath Coleman into the lineup for the first time. And the angle goes to Burton. Burton back out in front to Coleman. Wasatch wasting time. 14 seconds left. Along the baseline, bank shot no good by Farrell, taken by Garasoli. Dixie out on the fast break. Garasoli will hold up with 6 seconds left to Cody Bundy. Bundy cross court. It goes out of the corner. 3-point attempt. Wegkamp, no good. That's the end of the ball game as Dixie, low scoring, comes up with a 41-32 victory over Wasatch. That's the final, 41-32, Dixie over Wasatch. We'll be back with the final scoring totals and hopefully a visit with Coach Ken Wagner after this timeout. 3-2-1. Hopefully we'll get a chance to visit with Coach Ken Robinson. 41-32, the final score. Wasatch losing to Dixie. Dixie coming up with a 4-0 record on the season now. Let's take a look at the final scoring totals. First of all, for Wasatch, Heath Coleman coming up with out of points, playing briefly late in the ball game. Also off the bench, Chris Burton did not score. Devin Henderson did not score. And Cam Magnuson finished with a field goal, 1-for-2 from the free throw line, a total of 3 points. Jeff Pitts did not score. As far as the starters are concerned, Jeff Carpenter, a couple of field goals from the three-point line, a total of 6 points on the night. Heath Parker, who had 23 last night, did not score tonight. Did I say Heath Parker? Nathan Parker did not score tonight. So an outstanding performance by Wasatch that way. Kai Nordfeldt was the big problem for Dixie, as Nordfeldt had 5 field goals, 4 for 5 from the free throw line, but spent part of the night in foul trouble, 14 points on the night. Tyler Farrell did not score. And Travis Vincenton, the big kid, the 6'7" star, who had 27 last night, finished with 4 field goals, 1 for 3 from the free throw line, a total of 9 points tonight for Travis Vincenton. As far as Dixie was concerned, let's take a look at the scoring totals. Shane Parachance off the bench did not score. Clint Alexander played just briefly in the third quarter and drilled a 3-pointer. That's all he needed. And that was it for Clint Alexander, but he did a great job just getting that 3 when Dixie needed a little spark offensively. Matt Goodman off the bench did not score. Larry Stevenson did not score. Todd Rignell not getting the start tonight, but coming off the bench, Rignell with an outstanding performance. Had 3 field goals, 3 for 4 from the free throw line, a total of 9 points. And Rignell, because of his rebounding and from some of his defensive work in trying to bottle up Vincenton, I think Todd Rignell is going to be our man tonight as the locker room defensive player of the game. So the defensive play of the game came with 3:47 left in the contest when Cody Bundy and Corey Wegkamp combined to force a backcourt violation. Deflection by Bundy, a bad pass forced by Bundy. Wegkamp dived after it, deflected it off of Wasatch into backcourt, and Dixie ended up getting the turnover from Wasatch, and so that'll be our locker room defensive play of the game. Our defensive player of the game will be Todd Rignell, who did an outstanding job on the boards tonight. Andre Sparks getting the start, did not score. Adam Monson got a basket for a total of 2 points on the night. Corey Wegkamp, a 2-pointer and a 3-pointer, finished with a total of 5 points on the night for Wegkamp. As far as the other starters, Cody Bundy, his lowest point output of the year, 3 field goals, 2 for 3 from the free throw line, a total of 8 points. Brent Garasoli hit 2 2-pointers, hit 2 3-pointers out of about 12 attempts, and 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. So a total of 14 points on the night for Garasoli to be the only man in double figures for Dixie. Final score once again, 41-32. Hopefully we'll get a chance to visit with Coach Ken Robinson. We'll be back with the coach after this timeout. Dixie with the victory. 3-2-1. We have Dixie High School head basketball Ken Robinson, Ken Robinson with us. And Coach, this one, not quite the intensity as last night against Lehigh.
Well, it's nice to have one where, you know, it doesn't go right down to the last possession, but I was, there's some things that are different in it. I'm happy with the team's effort. I'm a second night in a row. A lot of times we got a lot of shots. I thought we did one of the best jobs we've done as far as moving the basketball and getting people shots. And we shot a lot of shots, and I don't know what our percentage is, but it wasn't that great tonight. But I think our defense kept us in it. Obviously, anybody who watched the ball game could see that there are 6'7" players, big old body, and he's got some talent. He turned and put it in the hole when he's given a chance. And I thought the momentum, the difference in the ball game, is we just basically made it a full court game out on the court rather than letting them come down and dump it into him. And that was the difference in the ball game. We just I don't know what he ended up with. I think around 14 points, if that's correct. But those are things that when we take away a team's strength and go to our strengths, and we have a chance to win the game.
We had him for 9 points. We had Nordfeldt for 14. But Todd Rignell came in with 9 points tonight off the bench.
I had a good discussion with Todd, and I talked to him about, here we have an underclassman who has moved into a starting lineup in varsity and his first year to play varsity at all. Those first few games, he was a little jittery, and I talked to him about how relaxed he'd be coming off the bench. But Adam Monson, I thought you and I talked about his intensity on defense and things that he did for us. So both boys were notified that we were going to switch that lineup, but they're both going to play major roles, and it was obvious in the game today that both of them played very well.
They did defensively. They helped keep Vincenton away from the basketball.
They did a good job defensively, but also, Todd picked up on offense. Todd has the skills to be involved and to get in double figures. If, you know, the guys look at him, he's a good big body off the side, down on the baseline, out on the wing, and if he'll catch and shoot, he has a very good shot. He just and I think that experience will come, and with his confidence, and he feels better about coming off the bench. Not so much that he feels better. Anybody would like to start, but I think he comes into the game more relaxed and more focused, rather than trying so hard to not mess up. And it's a thing that all young men go through when they become a starter and dependent on, they know the other teammates are expecting them to play so well. And some of them react to those pressures a little differently, but Todd did a good job coming off the bench today, and he smiled as he went in the locker room, and I smiled back. He knows that he did a much better job, and he's going to enjoy his weekend a lot more because he knows that he's able to pick it up today.
Your guards did well, as they have done, but it's interesting. It seemed like the strength did shift to the front court tonight for Dixie.
Well, and that's something that we're going to have some other people pick it up. There's going to be some ball games as we go through this season that our front people, our 3, 4, and 5 men are going to have to win a ball game. You know, the guards, we've got plenty of them. We shoot them in and out. We get them all good time in. But our front people are going to have to do the job on big people underneath the basket. We're going to have to get the rebounds, and we're going to have to do those things. And I thought tonight when we talked last night at the ball game, that's an area that we're going to have to get better. And I thought we did a better job of stepping up and doing that tonight.
Defense is always strong for Dixie. This year, it's been very good for you.
I was probably happier tonight in some aspects. I thought the rotation, the thing that we're trying to get in our rotation, was a lot better, especially with a couple little adjustments at halftime that we went in. They were breaking the pressure by shooting a man up the middle, and our off man just simply took that away, and they just... they either had to lob it completely cross court, and we got quite a few steals off of that and got good ball going the other direction.
You had them throwing them out of bounds quite a bit too.
You know, when you have pressure and people all over you, and they're aggressive and they're reaching for the ball and they're looking for passing lanes and they're as quick as our guys are, you have tendencies to hurry your passes and to quick shoot, and your intensity, your adrenaline's running, and it's funny how some of those balls get air under them and they just keep going.
Coach, you didn't have much experience coming back, but you're 4-0. You're not going to sneak up on anybody the rest of the year.
Well, I've told a lot of people that was our game plan. A lot of people asked me preseason and here starting the season, how are we going to be? And I basically said, we've got Cody Bundy and a JV squad, and that we were going to try to take this preseason and maybe sneak up on somebody and try to get a first win, and then we'll try to, do the same thing again and try to get a second one along the way somewhere. And hopefully as the year went on, we would get better. But these guys are working so hard, and I think the defense is a little further along than we thought it would be at this stage. And they've played some good ball games, and I've been happily pleased. We've played some tough teams. We've played some good competition, and it's pushed us. Hopefully, we'll grow from that, and we'll just better prepare us by the time region comes around.
Coach Ken Robinson, congratulations on the victory. We'll try this again next week.
It's a date. That's Saturday, right? We're back
so.
In Flyer Gym on Saturday against Richfield. And Richfield, by the way, has done real well. They won the Ogden tournament this week, and they beat Hurricane out. The Hurricane and Richfield were in the finals, so that was two Southern teams that were in the finals up there, and Richfield ended up beating Hurricane. So we'll see Richfield here in Flyer Gym next Saturday night here at 7 o'clock.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you so much.
3-2-1. Let's take a look at the final scoring totals for Dixie and Wasatch. First of all, Wasatch, we mentioned off the bench, not much in the way of scoring. It was Kai Nordfeldt who led the way with 14 points, Vincenton with a total of 9 points tonight. For Dixie, 14 points for Brent Garasoli, 9 points for Todd Rignell, and 8 points for Cody Bundy. So a good balanced effort, good balanced defensive effort tonight for Dixie and Wasatch against Wasatch. Dixie now 4-0. Wasatch drops to 1-3. And we'll be back on the air with Dixie High School basketball this coming Saturday night, a week from tonight. Thursday night, we have doubleheader action with Snow Canyon and Pineview High School. Monday night, if all goes well, we'll have Bishop Gorman versus Virgin Valley High School. Stay tuned tomorrow. We have tripleheader action on KSGI in NFL football action. So plenty of sports still ahead on KSGI and KZEZ. Larry Jewell, thanking you for being with us tonight. Jacob Smith, back at the station, who has done the producing of this broadcast. We appreciate him. We appreciate our sponsors for their support of high school basketball action on KSGI and KZEZ. Final score once again, Dixie with a victory, 41-32 over Wasatch. Till we hear from each other again, take care now, you hear?